Okay, we are holding on Papa Basra Yud Dalet, but really 2 lines from the bottom, Yud Gimel in the base by Ton Rabbonim, continuing the sugyas of how to, the dimensions of Sefer Torah. Talk about the dimensions of the Aron, and maybe we'll see how far we get if we discuss actually who wrote the authors of the different Sfarim in Tanakh. So he goes like this. Ton Rabbonim, Haroitzu Lidade Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim Ke'echod. If you wanted to combine everything into one Sefer Torah, now it doesn't mean you could read it, you could read from it, but you could do that technically, it's not a problem, Medavik, it's kosher to leave them. Va'oise Barosha Kedela Gol Amud. In the beginning of the Sefer Torah, you leave enough to wrap it around the Amud, which is what we call the Eitz HaChaim, the pole. You leave enough space at the beginning of that. Uvasofo, and at the end of the Sefer Torah, Kedei Lagul Hekif. In order to wrap around the entire, circumference of the, is much larger, obviously, to go around the entire circumference of the Sefer. Umasayim, Milamata Umaskim Milamalo. So we finish a Sefer at the bottom of one column, and then you can begin, you can maschil at the top of the next column. You don't have to leave a space in between them. And on top of your Dalet, the Imbol Lachstoch, if you want to cut the Sefer Torah, so then Chosich, you could cut. So what is this? 1 second, what is going on here? My column, what do you mean? You're cutting a Sefer Torah? We don't go cut Sefer Torah. So Imbol Lachstoch, if you wanted to cut it, right? So you would arrange it, if that would happen, it's not going to look on. You're starting in the middle of a line. You could start at the top without an empty space, right? If you, again, that's when then you could cut it. It's interesting. The Tosfos over here is talking about, right? Shimbol achach tema l'rashba, right? Ha'amalei, we said earlier, b'shtei krichos cholkin. You have to have two safes. You can divide it up. You can't do it in one sefer Torah. Pirsha Kuntras, Kigon, Torah, Krach, Echad, you have all in one Sefer, Nevi'im, Krach, Echad. Mashma, Aval Torah, Nevi'im, Krach, Echad, in Chokin, you can't cut it up. So I feel the Shnei wrote it, even if they both want to divide, you can't, that's a Bizayim. So in Kain, Hechi, Amr, Hach, in the Chosech, so how could the Gemara say over here, Chosech, you're going to be cutting it up? So Yeshlom, Ratel says the answer is, the top Chosech says no. To lo have a Bizayim, a Sefer, El Shech, Chosech, Machmas, Chaluka. They're not dividing it up for as division of the, assets, right? If we're not having any financial reasons over here, then that's not a problem. That's what Tosfos is pointing out. Can you just go Ramin, who will ask you a kasha between this brisa and a different brisa? Techilas sefer v'sofo, the beginning of the sefer, the scroll, and the end, kedei lagol. You have to have enough in order to wind it. So it says, Ktila Gol Mai. What do you mean for winding what? Right? What exactly do you have to wind it around? At 2 points, you can ride around on the whole thing, or you can ride it, wrap it around the Ratzichai. So Ikde Lagol Amud. If you're going to tell me the Pshat is, you have to leave enough space. And again, if Bryson said Techilas, the beginning of it, and the Sofa, the end of it. So if you're going to tell me that it's just to do around the Amud, it's Kasha Hekif. So what do you mean? Because we said it's fair, because we said you had to do the circumference of the entire thing. The ikdei lagol hekif, and you can tell me that it's enough for wrapping around the entire circumference of it, so then kasha almut. So then the kasha is, it's a steer with it. In the first place, is all you need to have enough is just for wrapping around the Eitz HaChaim. So Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, no, the Tana is doing this, litzdod in katani. It's two separate cases, right? There's a general klal that you have to have enough of the cloth for wrapping it as much as you need. At the beginning, to wrap around the beginning, and at the end, wrap around the end. Of Rashi Amar, Kitanya, he, when that Brisa, I mean the second one that says about Tchilas and Sofo, that's B'Sefer Torah. That's talking about, do you have to have the same amount for the beginning there? That's B'Sefer Torah. Because a Sefer Torah is different than a Navi type of Sefer. Right? The cloth is only has one Eitz HaChaim. But if you have a Sefer Torah, we do two, right? As he's going to explain. Kitanya, Lun and Brisa. Kol Sfarim, Niglalin, Mitchilosan, Lisofan. All Sfarim are wrapped, they're wound from beginning to the end, meaning a single one. However, Sefer Torah, Nigla le'em tsa'isu. It has in the emtsa, I mean from the middle, you can roll to it, right? Va'oislo amud eilach ve'eilach, and you put one on each ends of them, which is what, how modern day our Sefer Torah are made. Amr belazub, Rabbi Tzadok, kach hayakoyse Sfarim ish Yerushalayim, oisim isfreyim. These are the Sefarim in Yerushalayim, used to make them with the poles, the atzichayim, at each size, so you could roll it. Can you imagine what Tircha Ditzi would be every time you wanted to roll? You have to go back to the beginning and then unroll to that spot. So because of that, we have two. That way, you can find the place quickly, just agav. It's the gabbai's responsibility that they should have. They should mish the sefer Torah beforehand. It should be rolled to the correct spot. You don't start rolling once sometimes it happens. You get unprepared, okay? But you know, you make a mishaberach or something, or the rabbi gives a drush or something. What is it? But really, really, a sefer Torah should be rolled. It's kavod atzibut to have the sefer Torah prepared to the correct spot in advance. But that's what it's saying over here. That's why we have the two atzichayim. Okay, Tan Rabbon continues the Gemara. Ein oisin sefer Torah lo orko yosa al hakefo. We don't make it that its length, right? It means like its height is more than the circumference. Velo hakefo yosa al arko, or we don't want the circumference to be bigger than its length. Meaning it's really hard to do this, but to really get them both at the exact same measurements. So Shalu as Rebbe, they asked Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi shir sefer Torah bekama. How? What's the amount? What's the shear for that? So Amar Lahen, he says, begvil. If we're talking about the gevil, the parchment, that should be shisha. That should be six tefachim. Okay. The cloth. How much of the cloth? The parchment. So bekama se'eni yadeya. So what is this? What's the gevil? What's the cloth? So the gevil is the whole part of the hide of the animal that they've been treated the same way they do, like leather they use for making like shoes and for clothing and jackets and stuff like that. So the way they do is the hair and the meat is taken off, and you have the skin part is like they smooth it out and they shrink it and it's treated, it becomes very durable. Right? That's how they used to do it in the times of the Gemara. But there was they used to cut it in half. And they would have the inside part was called duch sustus. That's like the inner part of it, and then the outside part of it was the cloth. And then that's what we're talking about here, then, using that outside part. So they're asking again, how much do you have to use for the cloth? It says any of there. I don't know exactly what the correct measurement should be for that. Rav Huna cost him shivim sifrei deraisa. Rav Huna wrote 70 sifrei Torah himself. Velo isrimei le elachad. He only got it once. He was able to perfectly get the length and the circumference to match, be the exact same amount. Rav Achim or Yaakov cost him chad, right? Amashchei de igle the isrimei le. So Rav Achim or Yaakov wrote one sefer Torah on an eagle, on a calf. And he did it. He got it right. You know, he did it. Runa 70 times does it once. Once out of 70. He does it once and he gets it. So Yahu Bey Rabbonin Einaihu, they looked at him when they were, you know, what he did, or maybe jealousy, whatever it was, v'nach nafshe, and he died from their envious gaze on him. So Amule Rabbonin Rav Hamanuna, Kos of Rebbe Ami Arba Mea Sifrei Torah. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. So that's a tremendous amount. If you think about how long it takes to write a Sifrei Torah, you know, forget if you're having like a whole team working on it, that can be done rapidly. But to have one sofer writing a Sifrei Torah takes a very long amount of time. So Amar Lahu, he says, Bill Mano, maybe my really 400 complete. Maybe he wrote the pasuk Torah on Tzivah Moshe. Maybe that's what he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. He wrote the pasuk 400 times. That already, that's shy he could talk about. Right, Dilma Torah Tzivavana Moshe Kasan. That's what he wrote. So Amalei Rav Reb Zera Not the Rebbe Yanai Arba Mea Karme. Rav Yanai planted 400 vineyards because of his Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's why he loved it so much. Well, when's he learning? When's he doing? He's busy working on the kibbutz. He's planting all these ones. So Amalei says Dilma. Maybe no. Really, he's on 400 complete vineyards. Shtayim Kneged Shtayim VaAchas Yotzei Zonot. Maybe he used. That's like the minimum is five vines. You have two going one way, two facing the other, and the fifth one sticks out like a tail. Right? They have to be over the square. That's the minimum amount. Maybe that's what he made. He didn't mean 400 big ones. He did these 400 little vineyards. The five things each. That's not so much. That's shaykh to talk about that. Basically, I ask you, Kasha, again, going about the length of how long a sefer Torah has to be. Aron she'osa Moshe. Now we have a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to what were the dimensions of the Aron that Moshe made. So amasayim v'chetzi arko, it was 2.5 amos his length. Am v'chetzi roch, we had it wrong. Sorry, amasayim v'chetzi arko, am v'chetzi roch, am v'chetzi komoso. So it was 2.5 long. Its width was 1.5, and its height was 1.5. Ba'alabas shisha tefachim, and the alma that they used was 6 tefachim. So if you do the math, it's going to come out, it's going to be 15 tefachim long, right? It's going to be 9 tefachim wide and 9 tefachim high, right? That's 6 times 2.5, 6 times 1.5, 6 times 1.5, fine. The haluchos, right, continuing the Bryson now, well, how long were the luchos? Arkon shisha, v'rachman shisha, v'avyan shlosha. So they were 6 by 6, and they were 3 tefachim thick. This is important, just as a ha'ara, that the luchos were not rounded. That is not a Jewish idea, to draw the luchos being with a curve on top. Rav Trebe was very stark against this. You won't find any Chabad shul that has the luchos rounded. It's wrong. You know, the kids, when they're doing like color projects or like in Shiria in the hallways, they make these rounded luchos. I tell them, it's incorrect. It's not what the luchos look like. They get very nervous. Wait, they go, sometimes, are we going to lose points? I said, I don't know. You got to see what the judge is going to take off. You're losing points in Shemayim. That's not what the luchos look like. So here you see clearly, it's 6 by 6. The Pesukim can tell us, but the thickness was 3 tefachim. So the Gemara says, Munachos keneged arko shel aron. They were placed along the length of it, one next to the other. Kama luchos ochlos be'aron. Literally, how much does it eat? How much does it consume? How much space did it take up in the aron? So Shnei Mas are talking, that's 12, because it was 6, and they were side by side. 6 plus 6 is 12. Nishtaru sham shlosha tefachim. So we have 3 left over along the length of the aron. Seimehen tefach. So you have to subtract 1 tefach. Chetzel kosel zeh, chetzel kosel zeh, because you have half and half for the thickness of the walls of the aron. So nishtaru sham shnei tefachim. So since you had 3 left over and you took off half a tefach on each side, you're down to 2 tefachim. Shebehen sefer Torah munach. And in that place, in the 2 tefachim, that's where they used to put the sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Shneimar, right? Pasuk says in Malachim, Ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos ha'avonim, asher niach sham Moshe. You have the things that Moshe put there. So I ask, my ba'aron rak, my ein ba'aron rak, that's only but this, right? So this is a classic example. Two negatives, miyot achir miyot. So when you have a miyot achir miyot, a negative after a negative, so two in math, you have 2 negatives. A negative times a negative is a positive. So ein mir achmiyat el ramos, right? What's it coming to add? Sefer Torah shemunach ba'aron. There was a Sefer Torah that was placed in the aron, the one that Moshe Rabbeinu had written. So pirnasto aron arko. Okay, good. According to this cheshbon, now you worked out the length of the aron. Say ufarnes aron rachos. Now go do the width of it, which was 9 tefachim long. So kamaluchos ochlos ba'aron. So how much does it consume? Shisha tefachim. We just said it was 6 by 6. So again, it was 9 long. You do 6 for this. So nishtaru sham shlosha tefachim. So now we have left over 3 tefachim. Tzimehin tefach. So you have to take out the tefach. Chetzi lekosel zel, chetzi lekosel zel, because you have half of a tefach for each of the 2 walls of the aron. So you had left over nishtaru sham shnei tefachim. You have 2 tefachim left over. So what was that needed for? Like, what was the purpose of having this? Shaloi he sefer Torah nichnas v'yoytze keshehu dochuk. That it shouldn't be, like pressed in. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. So again, coming down according to this, if you're using these 6 tefachim, so the way it would be 15, we said, long, and 9 tefachim high, and 9 tefachim wide. Now the Gemara continues and says, no, Rabbi Yehuda oimer ba'ala bas chamisha tefachim. Really, the alma that they used was 5. Right, so now if you do the math, it's 2.5 times by long, so it's going to be 12.5 tefachim. Tefachim. I'm sorry. it's 12.5, and then it's 7.5, and 7.5. So now the cheshbon is going to work out. How does the aron of work out according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ba'amabas chamisha tefachim v'haluchos arkan shisha v'rachim shisha v'avyan shlosha. Right, that's the pasuk, 6 by 6 and 3 thick. Munachos ba'arko shel aron. They're placed side by side in the aron. Sakam luchos oichos ba'aron. Say, how much space did it take up? Shneim aser tefachim. It took 12 tefachim. Nishtayr sham chatzi tefach. And so it was left over a half of a tefach. Right. Etzbalakosel zeh. So 1 finger's breadth was for the thickness of 1 wall of the aron. 1 finger breadth was for the other kosel. Etzbalakosel zeh. That's like that. So, because there's more. That's Bryce. Yeah. Pirnasta Aron L'Arko. Good. So this cheshbon works out according to the length of the arm. Seifarni is Aron L'Rachva. Okay, make the cheshbon now for figuring out the width, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, the width is 7.5 tefachim. Zekam luchos ognos ba'aron. How much space did that luchos himself take up? Shisha tefachim. It took up 6. So now you have 1.5 left over. Nishtaru sham tefachim mechza. You have 1.5 over. Seifmehin chatzi tefach. Take out a half of a tefach. Right, 1.5 for each of the figures of the walls. Nishtar sham tefach. Have one tefach left. Shabo amudin omdin. On this is where the amudin, those are the columns were on both sides of them. Shneilak the pasuk says, Apirion also lo hamelach Shlomo me'atzei halavonon amudav also keseth refidoso zahav merkavo argamon. So this is in Shir Hashirim in Perek Gimel. So this is a remnant to the Adam. The Argos she shigru bo plishtim doron elokei yisro munach mitzido. Right, there was the Aron that the plishtim sent as a gift to Hashem that was put alongside the Aron. Shnemar v'eskle hazahav asher hashivosem lo osham tasimu ba'argas mitzido v'shilachtem oso l'halach. Right, that they put that this gift that they went as an osham, like an offering for them, and they sent it away. Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, va'olav sefer Torah munach, and on this was where the sefer Torah was placed. Ne'emar lakoach es sefer hatorah hazeh v'santem oso mitzad Aron bris Hashem. So they take the sefer Torah and put it on the side of the Aron bris Hashem. Mitzad hu munach v'lo b'tocho. It was on the side of the Aron, but it wasn't inside of it. Right, so that's how they learned that. The more I was going to explain, there was a board sticking out. And that's what it was. Umani mekayim ein ba'aron brak. Right, I understand. There was nothing but this. Right, we had according to Remeir, that was like the miyad achramiyat. There was something else. Right, so that was the rabos down the top of the bays shivri luchos shemunachim ba'aron. You know what the additional thing was put in there was the broken. Right. So the Isak and Daik Rechli tell me Sefer Torah Hekefo Shisha Tvachim. Right, this is all the kasha. If you're going to tell me that what it was 6 Tvachim, Michli Kol Sheyesh Behekefo Shlosha Tvachim Yesh Berochav Tefach. So interesting. This is a hint for pi. Right. Yeah. If you have the Yesh Berochav Tefach, it has a diameter of 1. So then the circumference is 3. Yeah. So this is again. We know it's really 3.4 is pi. The Rambam has a Pirush Mishnayos in Eruvin, right? It says really that the real ratio is only approximate because it's like an irrational number. And then when the way Chazal talk, they talk in terms of whole numbers. But the, here it is, 3 to 1 is the ratio, right? V'kevan de le'emetze uso niglal, right? Since it's wound up into the middle and it's rolled on both sides. Nafish le mitre tifcha rabcha de beni beni. Right, it's going to take up more than two tefachim because of the space between them. Right, right. And according to Rabbi Meir, they said it was inside. Right, mitre pashute hechi yosef. How could you fit the sefer Torah in these remaining two tefachim inside that one? So Amavachiv Rav Yaakov sefer azora letechiloso hu niglam. The sefer of the Azara, right, that's what was kept in there. They rolled it to the beginning of it, right. It only had it's like a navi scroll nowadays. It only had one it's chaim. So therefore, that's why its circumference was only two tefachim. Right, that's how it fit in. One second, Zemar says vakati trei v'trei hechi yosi. But still, how does something that's two tefachim fit into something that's exactly two tefachim? Right, it's impossible. It doesn't fit. So Ravashi, the Karich Bay, Purta, the Krachin Le'el. A small section was like, you know, they would wind it up separately, they put that on top of it. That's how Ravashi answers the question. Okay. Now Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, right? According to Yehuda, who held that it was the Sefer Torah on top of the Aron of the King, that was the gift that the Plishtim sent. So Mikaimi de Lase Argos, right? Where was it before they sent this? You know, that's where you put it now. Great, but Shkoyach, what happened before that? So Sefer Torah Hechi HaYosi, where did you put it? So Dapa Havinafik Minei, there was a wooden shelf, a board that was sticking out from it. V'yosev Ilava Sefer Torah, and on that they used to place the Sefer Torah. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Aron had a something's sticking out. And that's where they put it. Rabbi Yehuda, hi, mitzad Aron, my avile. So Kohen Remeir, because he held again that the Sefer Torah was put inside of the Aron, what does he do? What happens in the Pasuk of mitzad Aron, the side of it, my avile? So if we boil this, he used it for the following. The masnach le mitzad, for the masnach mi bene luche. They put it on the side of the luchos, and it wasn't between them. And really, it was inside the arm by the sides, the gavei min hatzad, the sides of the luchos. Rabbi Meir, amudin hechi havi kaimei. So, coined Rabbi Meir, where were these amudim? Where were these silver columns? Where did they fit into your cheshbon? So he'll say mi baroi. They're outside. Okay. Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Shibri Luchos, this is like the ping pong, go back and forth. And if each one has to go back and forth, this is my drasha, or what's your drasha going to be? So according to Rabbi Meir then, Shibri Luchos, the Munachim Ba'aron Minol Monle. How does Rabbi Meir understand that the Shibri Luchos, the ones that were broken from the first set of the Luchos, they were put in, right? Because he doesn't use the same pasuk that the Rabbi Yehuda used. So Nafkile mit Rav Huna. So okay, Rabbi Meir learns it from a different drasha of Rav Huna. The Amr of Huna, because he says, "My dichsi." What do you mean when the pasuk says, "Asher nikra shame Hashem tzivakos Yoshev hakruvim olav"? Right, the name was called the name of Hashem, where the kruvim are sitting. Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. So this phrase teaches us, "Milamed sheluchos v'shivri luchos munachin be'aron," that both the second luchos, which were complete, and the broken ones from the first were both put into the aron. Okay, the idach again, back and forth. So then, Rabbi Yehuda, now, what are you going to learn from this pasuk of Asher, Nikra, Shame, Hashem, and Tzavakos? Right? What is Rabbi Yehuda going to learn from that? So, Humi Boile, Rabbi Yochanan. He uses this for the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. What does that mean? To Am Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Nelamed, from this pasuk we learn, Shehashem, right? The name of Hashem, Bechol Kinuyav, and all of the what a kinu is, like I'll call it a nickname, but like the other, I think they translate fancy, like an appellation. It means other names for Hashem, the kinuim, all those, Menachem Aron, those were also put inside the Aron. So that's what it means. But Chor, that's learned out from the, because it repeats this word, shame Hashem. I'm assuming that's how the Gemara got the Joshua. The Idach, and back to Rabbi Meir now, so you, where do you learn this from? So now, boy, le lahachi. Right? Does he also use that? Or is he right? Inachinami. Yeah, he does. He does it. So the Shibri Luchos then. So if that's you learn the same drasha of Rabbi Yochanan, like he said that from the name of Shibri Yochai that they're all putting in there. So where's he now? Is Rabbi Meir going to learn out the Shibri Luchos? How does Rabbi Meir learn the Shibri Luchos? Do Menachim Ba'aron Minolei Sanaf Glei Midatani Rabbi Yosef. He learns it out from the teaching of Rabbi Yosef. What's that? The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Asher Shibarta B'Samtam. When he said you cut them out, right? Which you broke them, you should place them. You put them into the arm, right? In Devarim Perek Yud. So Malame, this teaches us Shahaluchos, both the luchos, the shiver luchos, munachin baron, both the complete set and the what's it called, and the broken ones were placed there as well. Peidach. Okay, wrapping this up discussion back to Rabbi Yehuda. So what is he going to learn from this pasuk? So he learns out like the teaching of Shlakish, Tam Shlakish, Asher Shibarta, that you broke. So the drasha is Asher Shibarta, Allah Kodesh Baruch Lemoshe, Hashem tells Moshe, Yishar Koychicha, Shkayach, Shishibarta. You did well. You get the big Yishakoyach from Hashem, right? That because you broke them, meaning you did the right thing. That you did the right thing. So when all the dust settles, we go back and forth, and that's how both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would learn all these psukim respectively. Okay, now, interesting, since we started talking about the different dividing up, the Sefer Torah, and the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, so the Gemara now goes through and tells us what's the Seder. It's interesting, the Mefarshim point out this is not exactly the same Seder that we use nowadays, the order that's written in, but we're going to learn the Gemara the way the Gemara says, the orders. Tan Rabbanan. Sidran Shal Nevi'im. What is the order of the Nevi'im? Yehoshua, the Shoftim, Shmuel, Umulachim. Okay. That's what we have. Yirmiyah, really, Yechezkel, Yeshaya, Shneimasar. Michti, Hosea, Kadim, but really, really, Hosea came before some of these other Nevi'im. The Chassid Paz says, Tichilas Dibe Hashem Behosea. Hashem spoke first to Hosea. So that's Shver. One second. Vechi'im Hosea Dibe Tichil. Hashem would speak to Hosea first. Hello, Vimoshe Vad Hosea, Kama Nevi'im Hayu. There were many, many Nevi'im from Moshe, between Moshe and Hosea. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan Shahay Techila La Arba Nevi'im Shinis Nablu Ba'oy Soper. Now Rabbi Yochanan explains that Hosea was the first of the four Nevi'im who were in that same time period. Ve'eluhein Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, Umicha. Right, those were the four Nevi'im. So Hosea was out of those other. He was the first out of those other remaining three. Right. So in that case, so we're going to ask one second. If he's really the first, right? Velikdame Hosea Bereshus, then Hosea should be the beginning of all of them, but he's not. That's one answer, though. Kevin Echsin Nevuase Kabi Chagai Zachari Malachi, since he was written by the end, again, Chagai Zachari and Malachi are the Sof Nevua, the very end, and, right? So, Chagai Zachari Malachi, Sof Nevi and Hayu, right? As Gemara says, that the end, when you know, the way Ramosh Weinberg wants to explain, this is like the goodbye kiss that the HaKadosh Baruch is communicating to the Klal Yisrael before he ends the period of Nevuah. So Choshiv Lei Bahadayu. So therefore, the Gemara, you know, counts them with them. Lichtevei Lechudei. So one second, just write Hosea by itself. And then if it's written by itself, meaning it's not associated with the other ones, Chagai Zachari Malachi, put it separate. And therefore, if it's put separate, Lichtevei, then you could be makdim that. You could put it first. So when it says Aide de Zuta, because it's so small, Mirkaz, it'll become lost. It'll get like, you know, lost in the mix. That's why it doesn't write it separately. Okay. Michdi Yeshaya Kadem Yirmiyah Yechezkel. Okay, so we understand Yeshayahu comes before Yirmiyahu comes before Yechezkel. Likmeli Yeshaya Bereshah. So we should put Yeshaya first before the others. When it says Kevin de Malachim Soife Churbona. Because the Sefer Malachim is ending off with the Churban, right? The Gullus. This is the interesting point that we should probably just point out. We talk about the Nevi'im Rishonim and the Nevi'im Achronim. I think Rabbi Nachman Liteg has this, and others have pointed this out as well. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov Beasley. I've heard from many people. It's important just to point out that Nevi'im Rishonim doesn't mean that they lived earlier. They're talking about the same time period. But people, just the style is very different. You know, if you can imagine, it's not a perfect analogy, but Nevi'im Rishonim are giving us, like you said, Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, it's factual things. Whereas the Nevi'im Achronim, like Yechezkel, and Yeshayahu, and Yirmiyahu, they're poets. They're describing the same events. They're describing the same time periods, but just from very different perspectives. One from more of a factual, one from more poetic idea. Again, it's a simplification, but just to remind ourselves that it doesn't mean the Nevi'im Rishonim lived earlier than the Nevi'im Achronim. Okay, so that's what we're talking about here. Since the Malachim, Sefer Malachim ends with the Churban, the Beis HaMikdash, Yirmiyah Kulei Churban, and Yirmiyah is total Churban. That's not true. Like the Marsha points out, if you learn Sefer Yirmiyahu, it's the most beautiful, Nechama is in there. The Shavuvanim, the Gvulam, right? We have many, on Rosh Hashanah, the Haftarah, we have many parts of Yirmiyahu, but it's not the entirety of the Sefer. The majority of the Sefer is, in fact, Churban, and the fact that he's telling the Klal Yisrael, he has to fight with the Nevi'i Shekir, v'chulei. So the majority of the Sefer is like, so the Gemara says, Ruba Kekulo, right? So Yirmiyahu Kulei Churbana, but it's really not all of it is Churban. V'yecheskel Reishi Churbana, and Yecheskel began with Churban, v'seifei Nechemta, but it ends off with Nechama, with consolation. V'yeshayahu Kulei Nechemta, and Yeshayahu is completely in. But again, Yeshay also has some threats of punishment in there, but it means the majority of it. So therefore, Sanchinan Churban v'Churbana v'Nechemta v'Nechemta. That's why they put we juxtapose the Churban to the Churban and the Nechama to the Nechama. So that's the order of Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, and Yeshay. Again, not necessarily the order that we have nowadays. Sidran Shel Ksuvim. The Brisa says, what's the order of Ksuvim? Rus, right? V'sefer Tehillim, V'iyov, Mishle, Kohelis, Yerashirim, Kinos. Kinos here is Eicha, Daniel, Migdal Esther, Ezra, V'divrei Hayomim. Ulamanda Omer Iyov b'mei Moshe Haya, and it's a whole machlokas of when exactly did Iyov live. So then, if that's really true, that the Eov lived before all these people, right? Put Eov in the first, because he's the earliest one. These are all that happened after the time, right? After the time of Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer alive. So the Gemara says, no, I'm not going to put Eov first. Aschud leponuse lo maschilan. We don't want to start off. We don't want to start off the whole Sefer Ksuvim with a book that has so much suffering, you know, with like Eov and the tragedy and everything that that he went through. That's what it says. So Rus Nami Puranus Fi. One second. Rus, which is where we do start off with, right? Rus and Sefer Tehillim, Eov, that also has a lot of suffering, you know. Rus and Naomi, they didn't have an easy life. So the Gemara says, fascinating answer, says, Puranus de Isle Achrias. Right? It has an Achrias is a hope. It ends with like a, it means a future, right? Achris, but it means like there's a hope of redemption that's going to happen from that. The Amr B'Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shema Rus, why is Rus called by that name? Shiatzman David, because David came out from it. Shirivahu, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shiros, right? Same Osios there, right? Shiros is Los of Rus, Vetish Bachos, because David is what's it called? Is going to be the future of that, right? The Yeshua it's going to have. That's interesting. Tosfos over says the bottom, but it says Pronos Isbe Achrayas. Last Tosfos on the daf. Itomer Eov Nami Isbe Achrayas. There's also at the end of Eov's life, it gets pretty good. He, you know, his good fortune returned to him, so it does end off. So why can't we go back the Kasha? Why can't we start with Eov if it does end well? Meaning, what did you say? The only reason we're starting with Ruos is because it ends off well. Eov also ends off well. See, Shlomo Tosa says no. The high Achris, the Ruz, Achris, the Klal Yisrael, the Kol Yisrael. It's for everybody. Whereas Eov was a personal suffering and it was a personal good thing for him at the end. But for Ruz, it's Malchus. It's Mashiach ben David is going to come, and that's why it is contained with everybody. Okay, just to finish off with a little bit more. Now for the actual. The authors. You know, maybe we'll stop here. That was the order of it. We'll pick it up at the same time with Mikos Alvin. It will be the authors of who wrote that. We'll do the famous discussion about who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah.